Kevin McCarthy celebrates, the COVID vax mandate on our military is ending. By Hannah Blow on December 7, 2022. Republican leader Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA, celebrated on Tuesday after it was revealed the defense bill rescinds the vaccine mandate imposed on U.S. military members by the Biden administration, deeming the end of the mandate a victory for our military and for common sense. The COVID vax mandate on our military is ending, McCarthy declared on social media, explaining that he told President Biden directly last week that it is time to end your COVID vaccine mandate on our military and rehire our service members. The end of the mandate is a victory for our military and for common sense, he continued, providing a copy of his full statement on the victory. While I applaud the end of this onerous mandate, the Biden administration must go further, McCarthy continued, noting the negative consequences the mandate has had on the military. The Army and Navy, for instance, missed 2022 recruitment goals by thousands, he explained, noting that the Defense Department, under Biden's authority, discharged 3,300 Marines, 1,800 soldiers, 1,800 sailors, and 900 airmen simply based on their decision to not take the COVID vaccine. This, the GOP leader continued, poses a risk to national security. To make things right, the Biden administration must correct service records and not stand in the way of re-enlisting any service member discharged simply for not taking the COVID vaccine. McCarthy continued, deeming this a win for the military and promising that a U.S. House majority will work to finally hold the Biden administration accountable and assist the men and women in uniform who were unfairly targeted by this administration. Rehire all the troops kicked out of our military because of the hashtag COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Now, the House Judiciary GOP said, echoing McCarthy's sentiments. Indeed, the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, had more than one victory. In addition to ending the military vaccine mandate, it also eliminated the Media Cartel Bill, also known as the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act, JCPA. A massive win for conservatives. On Wednesday, McCarthy previewed further actions that the GOP will take with a majority, vowing to hold the Biden administration accountable from day one.